Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, second half hour of this absolutely fantastic show. Greatly appreciate Ian Murphy, all the updates, the information, the battle, the legal battle, the court case that's going on there in Otsego County. Also, want to remind you, not this weekend, but next weekend, Saturday, March 15th, Sunday, March 16th. Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show. It's going to be held at the VFW Post 2051 is the post number. They're located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets can be bought at the door. The adults, I believe he said, was $8. 15 years younger are going to be free. So your older adult teenagers are going to pay as well, but 15 and under, the children are free. Bring the kids, bring the grandkids. Lots of vendors, lots of displays, lots of great deals. You're going to definitely want to go to this one. If you live in Petoskey, Harbor Springs area, absolutely need to be part of this. It is happening not this Saturday and Sunday, but next Saturday and Sunday, March 15th and 16th, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3. If you'd like the information, text me Gun Show. Gun Show, and I'll send you a picture of the flyer, and you can get a hold of Tim. Phone number 231-838-8054, or you can email him at harbortim@gmail.com. Get a hold of Tim, harbortim@gmail.com, or call him at 231-838-8054. Text me Gun Show and I'll send you the flyer. One of the things that we're looking at is the process that's going on in Lansing. Talked about the budget. We talked about road funding. We talked about all the things that are happening here in the state of Michigan, especially in light of Donald Trump's executive orders. Well, kind of interesting. They're going to fight to the death, I guess. Four Michigan schools have filed Title IX complaints with the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights in the shadow of President Donald Trump's executive order regarding transgender students in sports, potentially setting up a legal battle. Kids Back to School President Matt Wilk said schools in Mount Pleasant, Plymouth Canton, Rochester, and Heartland have failed to comply with federal Title IX by allowing people with gender dysphoria to play sports on the team with which they identify. Specifically, teens born as boys playing on girls' teams. These parents have been forced to seek the assistance of the federal government in securing the rights of young girls in their private spaces. It shouldn't have come to this, Wilk said. He said courts had already invalidated an executive order from former President Joe Biden, which was reversed by Trump. His executive order was used to allow transgender students on teams that matched their gender identity. So if you identify as a girl, even though you're born a boy, you would still be allowed to play on those teams. Well, Wilkes said it is high time that districts get back to educating the children. And one way to make sure that, in accordance with Title IX, girls have the same rights that unquestionably they only had just a few short years ago. Equality Michigan Executive Director Ian Knott said that the Michigan's Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act was a defining factor, which Wilkes said was overridden by federal law. Knott said that the federal courts had upheld federal civil rights, that transgender students are protected under Title IX. However, the same federal civil rights law that currently administration is pretending to care about. Bottom line, she said these districts could end up being subjected to civil rights violations or civil lawsuits. Knott said it was also a matter of Trump using the bully pulpit and federal monies to get people to agree to discriminate against anyone that the president doesn't care for. The full weight of the federal government being slammed down on working families because they have transgender kids is shameful. These families just want to be able to work. Excuse me, I got a bad throat this morning. Want to be able to work, put food on the table, and give their kids a shot at the American dream. So, it's going to court. For the life of me, I cannot understand why they are going to fight this. Because ultimately, I'm sorry, comes down to boys should not be competing against girls. I don't care how you identify. I'm talking about biological, physical beings. Either you're a boy or you're a girl. And if physiologically you're a boy, you should not be allowed to compete in women's sports. It's that simple. And don't even get me started about being in the showers. So we'll see where this goes. We'll keep our eye on it. But the Attorney General and others are definitely going to fight this in the courts. Four school districts, Mount Pleasant, Plymouth Canton, Rochester, and Heartland. So we'll see where this goes. Another area that our Attorney General, Dana Nessel, is wanting to go to fight. Attorney General Dana Nessel has asked the Michigan Supreme Court to restore the state's anti-terrorism statute, which the appellate court struck down last month. Nessel argues that the Michigan Court of Appeals decision in the Wayne County prosecutor's criminal case was erroneous. She's asked the high court to rule by April 1st to ensure pending cases, including eight brought by her attorney general's office, can move forward. State's terrorism threat statute was ruled unconstitutional just a couple of weeks ago, Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2025. Nessel said in a statement, striking down this crucial law hinders my office's ability and the ability of prosecutors in all 83 counties from doing their jobs to hold those who threaten our communities accountable, thereby making Michigan less safe. Well, the 2002 law makes it a crime to issue a terrorist threat or falsely report an act of terrorism. But the appellate court held that the statute was unconstitutional because it does not require proof that the defendant subjectively understood the nature of the threat or the statements or even acted recklessly when they made them. the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office charged Joseph Kaznikoff of Gross Eel back in September of 2023 with making a false report or a threat of terrorism when he sent out a social media message to a young girl that she was not going to be laughing once I come to your school and shoot it up or blow it up like Columbine. Prosecutor's office is also appealing the appellate court's ruling. Prosecutor from Wayne County. So this is going to go to the Michigan Supreme Court. And it's all based on interpretations of what is actually a real threat of terrorism or making a false report about one. So this is going to be very interesting. We're going to be following these cases because it boils down to a lot of the arguments in these cases has to do with the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of press. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting to see how this moves forward. One of the main reasons we watch these laws is because some of them get implemented usually 90% of the time, no problem. However, 10% of these laws get challenged in court. Depending on the issue, depending on the area, sometimes it's as high as 50-50. So this is going to continue through the courts. We'll see where this goes. Both the transgender in sports situation as well as this anti-terrorism law. Going to be very interesting to see how the Michigan Supreme Court rules as well as these other federal lawsuits move forward. Basically, this is the Democrats' policies platform. And even with the new president in the Oval Office signing executive orders against them, they feel that evidently this is a hill to die on. And so that's why they're taking up in court. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Longtime listener Damon Lawrence up in Chippewa County had a good comment actually prior to the court story that I read. Don't forget, Randy, about amending the Elliott Larson law that also enshrined abortion as a right anywhere, anytime. They told us we had to do it so that businesses would come here and provide employment. Big businesses should be running to Michigan any day now. Good one, Damon. Exactly. Absolutely. One of the things that Russell says over Millersburg, start a transgender team of their own. Stay off of the girls' teams. Well, here's the problem. Based on the fact that less than 5% of our general population has this mental disorder, and that's exactly what it is. This mental disorder has been planted in their minds, usually at an early age, usually in our public school system. Whether it's coming from the teachers, the counselors, or fellow students, they get this mental disorder in their head that they are trapped in another body. They're in a boy's body, but actually they're a girl. Something is wrong with me. Well, it becomes then what they call identity. This is how they identify. Not whether or not they are actually born of that sex. Brett Gooding says, well, there's always been co-ed leagues. How about that? How about we just don't call it what it is? A mental disorder. Sorry, you were born a boy. You were born a girl. And that's how you'll play. It's that simple. Not going to be talking about all these other caterings to deal with some people, less than 5% of our population, that has a mental disorder. Sorry, it is what it is. So, no problem. Miss P, I'll send you the flyer here at the next break, top of the hour. She texted me for gun show. It's going to be happening in Harbor Springs, not this weekend, but next weekend, Saturday. March 15th, Sunday, March 16th. So I'll send you the information. You can make sure you get to that. One of the things you have to understand is that with this president, with this attorney general, with this director of the FBI, things are going to be different. Maybe, just maybe, they'll follow the Constitution, they'll follow the laws, and force the Supreme Court to rule appropriately. One of the things you have to understand, the process. Well, the process is very, very, very simple. You get down to it, facts matter. And I don't see how the courts can rule any other way than what Donald Trump has put out in these executive orders, stating that we have two sexes, male and female. Period. End of story. Also, Linda McMahon, his candidate to lead the Department of Education, was confirmed last night with 51 Republican votes. The bottom line, very simple. We're going to address these issues from the federal level. This is going to be something that we have to deal with, pure and simple. So we're going to move forward with this. We're going to see where this goes. We'll continue to follow it. I just can't believe that they're actually challenging it and going to take it to court. Four school districts in the state of Michigan. Well, the last thing I want to make on this point, on these stories, these are all state of Michigan stories. This last one ties into the federal Title IX under which Trump has issued an executive order. Got to remember, if these go all the way to the United States Supreme Court, folks, it could be a year, it could be 2 years, unless they are expedited. If they get expedited, then they'll get there quicker. And I'm sorry, but if you look at the Supreme Court's makeup, I think they would side with President Trump. We can put an end to this once and for all. I gotta tell you, if I had a young daughter wanting to be an athlete, like Riley Grant Gaines, who was a swimmer, she gets up early all those mornings, goes to practice, we go to tournaments, we go to swim meets, and then find out that she's going for a world record in the Olympics only to be defeated by a man. Sorry, I can't accept that. And a lot of other parents can't as well. Girls need the right to compete against other girls, not against men. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating.